News Talk 1110 KBND, Monday afternoon, 5 minutes after 5. Welcome to the 5 o'clock news with Kelly Blyer. I'm Dennis Shaw. Kelly's in the newsroom, ready to go. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Dennis. There are pages and pages of petition signatures from people in Sun River who are opposed to the U.S. Postal Service's plans to shut down the local office. And a meeting tonight in Sun River, hosted by the Postal Service, is expected to draw a lot of people. Brooke Snavely with the Sun River Owners Association says there is a big difference between towns like Shanico, Post, Brothers, Fort Rock, and Sun River. He says records from the post office shows that they get much more revenue in Sun River than other places in Oregon targeted for closure.
They even set out some information about the revenues of the last 5 years, and they're making an average of $450 to $5,000 a year at this location. This is not a $50 a day post office.
He says if the local office closes down, some people may be forced to travel to Bend for services, which isn't very realistic in the wintertime with a mountain pass like Lava Butte in between Bend and Sun River. Nationwide, the U.S. Postal Service is fighting for survival and is cutting costs by shutting down offices that aren't very profitable. The Bend Municipal Airport will receive almost $3.5 million in grants to make big improvements to the airport.
The full project could be as high as $3.6 million before we're done. And what we're going to do is rebuild and then move our taxiway over about 9 feet to give a little more clearance from the runway.
Airport manager Gary Judd says this will add another level of safety to the runway. Judd adds that the airport is much busier than people realize, with about 98,000 takeoffs and landings a year. He says a local contractor, Robinson Construction, was awarded the contract and will begin construction by next spring. More bad news for Oregon's economy, 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
The latest numbers are a little bit distressing.
Economist Tim Dewey says University of Oregon Index of Economic Indicators slid for the fifth straight month in August, and because another federal stimulus is unlikely, he does not see it improving.
Insufficient demand for goods and services that is leading to weak demand for new labor.
Dewey says it's still unlikely we'll see a double-dip recession, but he says for many Oregonians, it doesn't feel like we ever escaped the first.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend Parks and Rec has come up with three plans on what to do with Miller's Landing. They have come up with several plans with varying development concerning Miller's Landing in the Old Mill District. The plans involve gardens, paths, boat ramps, and off-leash areas, but no skate parks. Robin Laughlin with Bend Parks and Rec explains why.
Well, we do have a new skate park on the master plan for Ponderosa Park, and so we've been really focusing on that one right now. And for the needs of the skating community, this park really isn't quite big enough to be able to serve that as well as some of the other community needs that we're trying to meet here.
Parks and Rec will be holding a public open house meeting Thursday, October 13th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. so residents will be able to see and comment on the plans. A Redmond man wants to warn Crooked River Ranch residents about cougars that may be in the area. The man, who doesn't want to be identified, says he was fly fishing in the Foley Waters area on Saturday when an aggressive cougar was on his trail.
It was about dusk and I was walking up the canyon. And I got almost to the top where it flattens out, and for some reason, I don't know why, because I didn't hear anything, but I turned around, and about 10 feet behind me was a cougar standing there, kind of in a crouch position like he was ready to pounce. And I didn't have any weapon, and I was by myself, and there was nobody else around. It was incredibly terrifying encounter experience.
There have been no more sightings of the cougar since Saturday night. A bad night for a TriMet bus driver. She kicked off a mother and crying baby and then got called names by passengers. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says she's now under investigation.
The driver said, "I can't drive with the child screaming." Now, according to TriMet driver training,
what typically would happen is that they would pull over and then they would call for assistance.
Instead, according to witnesses, the driver ordered mother and baby off the bus.
But one of the things we train is to not put vulnerable people, such as a mom and a baby, in harm's way.
TriMet's Mary Fetch says investigators will determine the facts. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And for more details on these stories, you can go to kbnd.com. And coming up at 5:30, a restaurant in downtown Bend is changing its cuisine. Details at 5:30. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.